Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A medieval structure in Madhya Pradesh, steeped in history and controversy, has been at the center of a long-standing dispute, and a recent court verdict has reignited the debate about the Places of Worship Act, a law that has been a cornerstone of India's secular fabric since 1991. First, let us understand what this structure is. Bhojshala, a medieval monument in Dhar district, approximately 60 kilometers from Indore, has been a subject of contention between Hindu and Muslim communities. The original Vagdevi idol, which was housed at Bhojshala, was taken by the British and is now in the British Museum, London. This has led to demands for its repatriation, a demand that has gained momentum with the recent court verdict. The Archaeological Survey of India, that is the ASI, conducted a survey from November 2023 to March 2024 under court supervision, and the findings were significant. Over 1,700 artifacts were found, including sculptures, inscriptions, and pillars with Hindu iconography, as well as 37 complete or partial Hindu idol forms. The inscriptions found were in Sanskrit, confirming the site's association with the Parmara period. A structural analysis revealed that pre-existing Hindu temple pillars and plinths were incorporated into the mosque construction. These findings were considered conclusive archaeological evidence of the site's original character as a Hindu temple. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Parmara dynasty, a 9th to 14th century Rajput dynasty of Malwa, with its capital at Dhar, had Raja Bhoj as its greatest ruler, who ruled from 1000 to 1055 CE. The Parmara dynasty was famous for its Sanskrit scholarship and ended with the invasion of Alauddin Khalji in 1305 CE. Bhojshala was a center of Sanskrit learning during this period, and the Vagdevi idol is a significant representation of the goddess of learning and speech, a form of Saraswati. The Places of Worship Act, 1991, is a critical piece of legislation that has been at the center of this controversy. Enacted by the P.V. Narasimha Rao government in 1991, during the peak of the Ram Janmabhoomi movement, the Act prohibits the conversion of any place of worship from one religious denomination to another. Section 4 of the Act freezes the religious character of all places of worship as they existed on 15 August 1947. However, there is an exception. The Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid dispute was explicitly exempted from the Act. The question now is, does the Act apply to Bhojshala? There are arguments on both sides. Some argue that since Bhojshala was used as a mosque on 15 August 1947, the cut-off date, the Act applies. Others argue that the site is an ASI-protected monument, and the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Sites and Remains Act, 1958, has a specific exemption in the Places of Worship Act. The Supreme Court will now have to decide on this critical issue. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The verdict has reignited the debate about the Places of Worship Act and its application to sites like Bhojshala. The role of the ASI and the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Sites and Remains Act, 1958, will also be crucial in determining the outcome. The right to religion, as enshrined in Articles 25 to 28 of the Constitution, will also be an important aspect of this debate. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Parmara dynasty ruled from the 9th to the 14th century, and Raja Bhoj was its greatest ruler. The Places of Worship Act, 1991, was enacted by the Narasimha Rao government, and it prohibits the conversion of places of worship. The ASI, that is the Archaeological Survey of India, is under the Ministry of Culture and protects over 3,693 monuments of national importance. The Vagdevi idol is a 11th century CE idol, and it is currently housed in the British Museum, London. Now, How does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both GS Paper 1, which covers history, art and culture, and GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance. The Parmara Dynasty, the Places of Worship Act, 1991, and the role of the ASI are all important aspects of this topic. Remember this number, 1700, the number of artifacts found at Bhojshala, and note this carefully, the Vagdevi idol is a significant representation of the goddess of learning and speech. The Bhojshala Kamal Maula verdict has significant implications for India's secular fabric and the application of the Places of Worship Act, 1991. As the Supreme Court prepares to hear the appeal, it will be crucial to consider the archaeological evidence, the historical context, and the constitutional provisions that govern the right to religion. The outcome of this case will have far-reaching consequences for India's cultural and religious heritage.